This one's called Slow Night. God's away right now, but he'll be right back, a voice whispers. I slink into the bathtub. Steam rises like incense off the water. My dick is engorged. It's all right, another voice tells my left ear. Go ahead and do it. I bite my lip. Now, mind you, I'm 12 years old here. I have other ways now. I'm too scared. I bite my lip, close my eyes, because I'm too scared to look and listen instead to the small waves lick the edges of the bathtub and spill over. When I stop, a voice says, God saw. The burning bush is going to chase you. I drain the water, dry off, and think, there's too much steam for God to see. The front yard. It's still hot, and except for the crickets in the flower bed, quiet. I start up the street. Where is everyone? Before my bath, there were kids and parents and dogs licking pie tins. Mom was watering, and Rick, my brother, was leaning on the car fender, looking cool. I flinch when a sparrow shifts in the holly bush. God, I'm in trouble. God made everyone disappear. Or so I believe, until I see Mr. Grits on the front steps, and he's sweating a mouthful of hot dogs. Yudi, his wife, is just as greasy. She flicks a finger of sweat at me as I pass. She laughs, coughs, and a noise like a wheelbarrow of rocks rattles in her chest. I ask, where is everyone? Yudi shrugs and says, they've gone to hell. They laugh and rattle the rocks in their chests, and a piece of food falls from Mr. Gritz's mouth. I pretend to like them. I laugh, take a step back, laugh, take a step back until I'm out of sight, but thinking that their marriage is as old as trees. Still, I want to get married when I learn to drive a car. Andy, an older kid on the other street, said it feels like chicken. After he told me that, I went around not liking girls very much. I kept picturing a hot and bald salt-and-pepper chicken attached to my dick, and me in bed, my brother in the bunk above me asking, what's going on? I tell him I can't stop sweating. Of course, God is looking. And he whispers and then shouts loud enough for Mom to hear. Of course, God is looking, and he whispers and shouts loud enough for Mom to hear. Gary, leave that chicken alone. Andy from the other street, he should know. He had his way with the daughter of the peanut man, a poor guy who works the Fresno Mall. One leg shorter, tiny American flags in his hat, and no one buying because in our town we like sunflower seeds. Andy, whom I helped carry cardboard to a vacant lot. Here, he said, here, over here. We stomped the cardboard into a bed for his girl and set a brick at each corner. My girl will love me for the trouble, he said, and said, the hole I dug is for cokes and seeds, though she's bringing free peanuts. But where is Andy now? Where are my brother and sister and Mom? It's eerie when there's no one around to beat you up. Then a loud noise, and I'm thinking that it's Mr. Grits just breathing deeper, except I see Mr. Wise's truck and my mom in the cab and the kids in the back full of racket. Cross-eyed Johnny, first to jump out, shouts at my shoulder that a house on Belmont Avenue burned to the ground, and though no one died, at least three people cried. And ain't that better than nothing? God's going to have his way in time. In time.